The Director of Communications of the Electric Commission, Eric Jakpasu, has refuted claims that some people who did not register with the NHIS cards have had their names deleted from the electoral roll. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Mr. Jakpasu asked people with genuine complaints to provide evidence to back them at the Commission's offices nationwide for rectification. He spoke to George Sapple.
Our electoral system and the processes and the procedures are all verifiable. We've had this rumor from the very day we started publishing the list.
Yes.
And I've ended up saying that these are all faceless individuals. You hardly see the people involved. The media reports it. But the process is, if you have this major challenge, cleaning the register for the election, if you have this major challenge, move to the electoral commission's offices and get this thing resolved. This doesn't call for violence. This doesn't call for mass mobilization. The process is verifiable. The primary data is in our possession. Come forward and say, I use the NHIS, but my name is not.
And the Electoral Commission can determine that.
We can. Like we'll be able. Yes, we have. And then we have come out with the names of persons. So in through the same process, we can still
verify. I mean, some have even challenged the list that you sent to the Supreme Court. Some say that the list is not that credible. Some have even used other means to describe the list, that it contains car numbers and telephone numbers and all that. So if someone listening to such comments, you can imagine what that means.
Both rumors, evidence is scant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we hear all this. In fact, there were people who challenged and said, no, this is not on the list.
Yes.
Okay, we have the list. Supreme Court said, give it to EC. Now, what do I hear on the airways? We have the list, but we'll not give it to EC today. We'll not give it to EC tomorrow. How credible and sincere are we if our desire, if our interest is to get foreigners out of our register?
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone to this extent to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has said it, that it's a collective duty. Let's help expand. Let's get the foreigners out of our rule. Then you come back and tell us that you have the list, but you not bring it to EC for us to delete, because it is our duty. We must look for it. It is intriguing.
Mr. Jakpasu explained the modalities for the voter exhibition and registration of deleted NHIS card registrants.
Rather, this is the beauty of the exercise, getting the two exercises going at the same time.
Mm.
It's like killing two birds with a stone.
We have to be very careful to get those two birds with that particular stone.
It will just land easily like that. Because you know what's happening? We are entreating everybody to go to the exhibition center.
Mm-hmm.
So all that you need is to carry your ID card. The lists are there. The main registers are there. Then the names of deleted persons too are there. So what is the process? We take you through the main list. You are not there. We go to the exclusion and there's a multiple or double registration list. You are not there. You are likely to be found on the deleted name.
Mm-hmm.
So within that stretch of maybe 10-15 minutes as we are talking, your name has been located somewhere. If it is on the main register, you go through your verification device, you establish your polling station, you leave.
Mm.
If it is on the main register or the provisional register and there are errors there, they correct it for you, you are gone. If you have the ID card, but your name cannot be found on the main register, you go in for what? Inclusion.
Mm.
You go there and your name is on the deleted list. All that you do is what? Move to the electoral office with the necessary document or your two guarantors, and you are registered. So handling the two together is the beauty of this very exercise.
And two guarantors are just anybody who can...
The persons who are already registered and have a voter's ID.
So
they take you through the process.
He assured the electoral officers engaged in the ongoing exercise that the allowances will be paid at the end of their work. Mr. Jakpasu advised them not to boycott the exercise midway for fear of non-payments of their allowances. He added that the officers should channel their concerns to district electoral officers for redress.
They know the amount they are to be paid, but you know you are paid after the close of the exercise.
You are paid at the close of
the exercise.
Okay, so those who are threatening that they might boycott this exercise, we heard reports coming from somewhere in Tamale.
Don't need to boycott. You know, we have the district offices, we have the regional offices. If you have any concern, address it to the commission and it will be handled appropriately.
And have they agreed on the amount for them to take? Because some are also saying that it needs to be adjusted upward a bit.
We told them they've agreed, but even if they need for adjustment, it's still open to negotiation.
But you've agreed on the figure.
We've agreed on the figure.
Okay.